Okay, so we're just about to drive back to building 118 or 19. We're currently in park. What happens when you go into reverse or drive or whatever?
So part of the goal is to work on really safe and secure systems. So when I go into reverse, I'm actually using a rear view camera. So when I back up, I'm actually not going to hit anyone. And then when I drive off, I can now use a lot of the voice interface to interact with the system. So if I go to my T-Box, let's see what kind of road conditions are out there. Get my weather.
Weather. Here's the forecast for Redmond. Sunny with a high of 75 and a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 56.
So that looks like...
That makes a really nice change. It's going to be sunny for a couple of days.
Yeah, so in Seattle, of all things, as I go, I might want to get directions somewhere. Get my directions.
Driving directions. Where do you want to go?
Cheapest gas.
I found three nearby. When you hear the one you want, just push the MSN button and say that one. One, Shell, 2.1.0 LRC 72 cents, 12520, North.
That one.
Shell, hang on while I get your driving directions. We're 0.8 miles from that destination. Start out on local roads. In 400 feet, first bear right onto 163rd Street, heading north. Then immediately turn left onto 40th Street, heading west.
So, what kind of directions can I get? So that's directions to gas. What about things like restaurants and cinemas and those kind of things?
So let's find out. Let me cancel these driving directions real quick. Cancel directions.
Do you want to cancel this set of driving directions?
Yes.
Directions canceled.
Get my directions.
Driving directions. Where do you want to go?
What are my choices?
You can choose one of your favorite destinations. Microsoft Campus. You can also select from your list of nearby points of interest. Chinese food, coffee shops, parking, movie theaters, banks, department stores, gas stations, and cheapest gas.
So there's a lot of different options you could choose for getting to your points of interest. And again, all that data, we're connecting to the internet through your own cell phone, and you're bringing that web service down through MatPoint in this example. The other thing is connecting to the car to be able to get diagnostic information.
So it'd be very easy for me to find the nearest Starbucks and get directions directly there.
Correct.
Not like there aren't any Starbucks around near Microsoft campus.
I'm sure there's several. And what we talked about is also the advantage the OEM has is to be able to get the diagnostic data. So I could actually ask the system, get my trip computer.
Trip computer, it looks like you're currently getting about 14 miles per gallon, which means you have about 41 miles left on this tank of gas.
So we're actually grabbing that data directly from the vehicle network. And because we are in a gas guzzling H2, it's good to find the cheapest gas station in today's economy.
Well, that's pretty neat. What else can I get diagnostic-wise as a user from the system beyond just trip information?
So it's really up to the car company what they want to give you. So, you know, things like gas stations, or things like miles per gallon, maybe some engine trigger notifications. But the important thing is that the car companies have a way to at least connect to the cars once it leaves the lot so they can get more diagnostic information for themselves.
Well, that's pretty neat. Is there anything else you want to show us from the system?
Placing a phone call, you know, today is very busy. I don't want to be just get in a car accident or anything, so I could call my buddy Jason by just saying, call Jason Farmer at work.
I heard Jason Farmer at work, is that right?
Yes.
Dialing now.
Hey Jason, Pete calling.
Hey.
Hey, we're doing a demo of the T-Box. You're on TV.
Hey, very cool. Hi, Bob.
We'll let you go.
All right, thanks.
So again, very hands-free, a lot safer than the way people are using today's cell phones in the car. And we're finding that most people, about 85% of the people, are using their cell phone in the car. So finding a safer way to do that is definitely in the minds of a lot of the auto companies and Microsoft.
And also, I guess, the lawmakers and the police as well.
Correct. You know, we want to make sure we're building a much safer system that limits the distractions in the vehicle.
So what about the future? This is, I guess, a reference design for what's shipping now. Is there anything you want to tell us about your future plans?
So the good news is this is a prototype showing the connected car. The good news we have to announce is that, you know, this is actually happening in real-life production vehicles. In Japan, it's happening today with the Toyota Wheel Cipher car that's always connected to Toyota's back-end systems, which is great to see. So Japan market is really flourishing in this connected car technologies. And we're about ready to announce an automotive company supplier that's going to standardize our platform in Europe. And you can stay posted to www.microsoft.com/Windows Automotive to find out who that is.
Fantastic. We'll certainly keep an eye out for that.
All right, and we've arrived at our destination. Thanks for joining us for the day, and hope you learned a little bit about the Automotive Group at Microsoft.
Great. Thank you very much.